It is not often that during the week we have these magnificent readings from Ecclesiasticus and from St. Luke's Gospel in particular here, which have to do with the ever-Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. But today we celebrate a very, very special day in the history of the Church. Several hundred years ago, I believe it was in 1357, on the feast of St. Mark, April the 25th, the people of the little town of Genazzano, which is about 30, 40 miles south of Rome, in the town that was owned by the Colonna family, from which at least several popes came, and many, many cardinals, in one of the great chapels of the cathedral, St. John Lateran, is dedicated and was paid for by them, the Colonna Chapel. In that town, under the shadow of the castle of the Colonna family, which still stands, as they were having a procession throughout the little town of Genazzano in the hills outside of Rome, the hills which are known for some of the best wines in the world, especially the wonderful sweet white wines such as Moscato, which are from that area in particular. The people were celebrating the second Vespers of St. Mark's feast, and all of a sudden, as they were celebrating, there was some wonderful music from heaven. And then all of a sudden, there were clouds, and this magnificent icon came down from heaven. Now, the church there, which was dedicated for many centuries to the Blessed Mother, to Mary, was falling apart. And there was a woman, an old lady in the town, who had decided to donate all her money, all that which would be her inheritance, to the church to build a new church. Well, in the meantime, she ran out of money, and so the church was incomplete. And so it was to this incomplete church, it did not have a roof yet, and not all the walls were up yet. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was the sanctuary of Our Lady of Good Counsel of Genazzano. And so the icon came down and rested on what was to be a wall of a side chapel of this particular sanctuary of Our Lady, to the left of the main altar and of a communion rail that would later on be put there, one of the most magnificent communion rails in the world. And of course, this was incredible, miraculous indeed. It was later found out that this icon, which had come from the east, and of course, God takes care of his things and of his mother's things, and the Muslims were overtaking all of Yugoslavia and Dalmatia in Croatia, from one of those countries came this image. And it was brought by the angels, just as the Holy House of Loreto was brought by the angels. And this was done in front of everyone, not at night, in the secret of the night, in front of everyone, with the music of angels. And so immediately, of course, what happened was that people began to flock to this place. And more people began to give money to this church, and they raised enough money to finish building it and to build it in a most magnificent way. In this icon of Our Lady, she has the little child Jesus in her arms, and she's looking at him but looking at us also, and so is he. And he's very interesting because the baby Jesus is totally bald. And some people say it's not beautiful, but it is beautiful. this particular image. It's called Our Lady of Good Counsel of Genazzano. Miracles and miracles and miracles began to happen. The Holy Father sent cardinals and bishops to examine and to test everything that was going on there, that it was not just some crazy scheme of somebody. And they found that it was all as had been reported. The image of Our Lady is about 18 inches high and about maybe 14, 16 inches wide. But what's interesting is it is not painted. The colors, just like Our Lady of Guadalupe, are embedded into the stone. It's a stone image. It's not cloth, it's not canvas, it is stone. And the colors, which are just as magnificent today as they were 700 years ago, are incredibly beautiful. And so the church, though of course the church usually does not pronounce miracles per se or apparitions per se, it approved of this particular miracle of Our Lady of Good Counsel of Genazzano. And I have been very privileged to on many, many occasions, including with some parishioners from St. Stephen, to have celebrated the Holy Mass in front of the icon of Our Lady of Genazzano. Now, something that connects us to her today in a very special way, this chasuble that I am wearing, which I designed about 25 years ago or so, the symbol on the front and on the back is the symbol that is on the cover of the icon. And at night, she is covered. In the morning, she is opened up again, just like Our Lady of Częstochowa in Poland. And it is the image of the Ave Maria crowned and with the moon under her name, under her feet. And so we are connected to her because of this in particular. And so today we pray very much to Our Lady of Good Counsel. In addition, she is a patroness of the National Council of Catholic Women, and that includes the Ladies' Sodality of St. Stephen. They pray to Our Lady of Good Counsel every time they start their meeting. And so today, in a very, very special way, we pray to Our Lady of Good Counsel. One of the most beautiful prayers that exists for her and to her is a prayer that was written by Venerable Pope Pius XII, which is usually what's on the holy cards that are printed there. They're on the back of the holy card with a picture of Our Lady on the front. Another thing that is very important today is that on this day in 1992, at a yet very early age, my father was called from this life to the next. So it is the anniversary of the death of my father, and the Mass tonight is for the repose of his soul. And so please pray for my father and pray for me, his son, that we may be reunited with each other and with the Blessed Mother and with Jesus in heaven at the end of this life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.